Hey, now I want to talk this week about health hacks and majoring in the minors. As you probably know, if you've spent any time on social media, you're constantly bombarded with magic bullet superfoods that are going to fix everything, and this one weird exercise that's going to magically have you looking like Arnie Schwarzenegger in his prime in weeks, and then supplements that promise you steroid-like gains. And I just want it to stop, because you and me both know that by our age, there is no special wonder hack or shortcut to getting healthy and in shape after 40. We just have to keep turning up, eating the right things, working out, taking care of ourselves. But that all does sound like a lot of hard work. I get that. And that's why we do get tempted sometimes by these hacks. So what I want to do today is just share five simple healthy habits to begin today. These are very much the majors. We want to major in the majors. We don't want to major in the minors. So these five habits will certainly move the needle as much as humanly possible, will give you the most bang for your buck from all of your efforts. And they've helped me as a 46-year-old dad of three, a business owner with a life as crazy as yours, to genuinely boost my mood, my health, my energy, and my body shape and fitness within weeks. Hey, Chris here from the Over 40 Freaking Awesome podcast. You are very welcome to another episode. If you haven't signed up yet for the free video course, Operation Handsome Bastard, then go ahead and click on the link in this episode description. It's 1.5 hours of videos and resources to basically help you get your life set up to thrive, to fix your training, your diet, your stress, your sleep, your hormones, your supplements, and get it all set up so it runs on autopilot. Because as you and me both know, we have bigger fish to fry these days than turning life upside down just to look after ourselves. But we really do need to start looking after ourselves better. And coincidentally, that's what I'm talking about today. So let's get through these five habits. The first one, take a walk outdoors every day. Now, it wasn't until we sold one of our two cars post-pandemic, because my wife now works from home, that I truly kind of felt the benefits of walking more. We cope okay with one car, but it does mean I need to walk to my training studio 20 minutes away each day. And within a couple of weeks of doing this, clients started to comment on how energized I was, although maybe that was just their code for telling me to stop talking. My sleep improved immeasurably because I was tiring my limbs out a little more every day. I lost a little bit of weight because I was burning a few thousand calories extra each day, and I was more chilled. I was in a better mood in general because walking outdoors has been shown to help you deal with stress and anxiety, and it helps us as men to get more sunlight, so we get vitamin D, which helps us with testosterone production. So walking really is very underrated. Combine it with whatever time alone with your thoughts, getting your heart rate up a little, but get out the door as often as you can every day, even for a short 15-20 minute walk. Second habit I would recommend is to start controlling your caffeine. Now, my days used to revolve around a few cups of coffee. Their timing was practically set in stone. But the problems come when caffeine consumption gets a bit out of hand and stretches right the way into the evening, and then bedtime comes. And, you know, we lie there wired trying to solve the world's problems while willing ourselves to just fall asleep. So caffeine increases your cortisol levels. That's your stress hormone, even when you're at rest. So that means even when you're not doing anything remotely stressful, your stress hormones are elevated thanks to the caffeine. If your cortisol stays high through the day, every day, that can lead to insulin resistance and weight gain. So I'm not a monster. I'm never going to recommend you give up coffee completely. I still have two cups a day, but what I would recommend is that you make sure you have your last caffeinated coffee, decaf's fine. Have your last one by about 1 or 2 p.m. each day so your sleep is unaffected. But also, if you can delay your first coffee until mid-morning rather than as soon as you wake up, that allows your cortisol levels to stabilize because they are already elevated when you wake up. Habit number three, don't miss out on your overnight fat-burning window. Now, what I mean by that is most of my clients nowadays are already eating pretty healthy meals when I first talk to them, and yet they're overweight. Why is that? It's because all the stuff between And after meals, you know, the muffins, the cereal bars, the toast, the snacks, the beer, the wine, the chips. If you extract all of that, many guys find they lose weight without having to change their meals at all. So unless you've been living under a rock, you'll be aware of the 16-8 variation of intermittent fasting, where you have an 8-hour eating window, and then for 16 hours you don't eat anything. This works not from some weird voodoo, but primarily because your stomach can actually be empty for a while. You can burn some body fat to make up the energy deficit. And we can get similar benefits by just not eating after dinner and then delaying your breakfast a little if you can. There's not some magic that happens at the 16-8 split. If your split is 10 and 14, that will work fine too. So think about it. If you have nothing after your dinner, that means you have no alcohol, messing up your sleep and stopping you burning fat overnight. You're having no salty or sweet snacks that are adding hundreds of calories at a time when you're sitting on the sofa, not burning off any calories too. You will literally start burning body fat, losing fat from your belly and chest while you're sleeping, because you're depriving your body of the energy that it normally gets from those extra junk calories you're having in the evening. The next habit is really going to help you start getting in shape, especially if you struggle with any consistency with your workouts. So how do you get from zero workouts, not training at all, to being a guy who trains four times a week, so you're building and retaining muscle so you can look and feel great as you get older? That probably feels quite insurmountable to you, like something other people who are less busy than you can do, a big project that you just don't currently have time for. So let's play a wee game. It's called, how long can you work out for today? So I'm going to give you a length of time to exercise today, guaranteed, and I'm going to guess what you'll say. So if I say to you, train for 60 minutes today, you're going to say, nope, don't have time. 45 minutes, you'll probably still say no. 30 minutes, again, you're probably going to say no because you just don't know when you're going to have half an hour to work out. What if I said, train for 15 minutes today? Now you're going to start thinking, well, you know, I probably could. And then if I said to you, work out guaranteed for 5 minutes today, you would say, of course, that's totally doable. But is there any point? Is that kind of length of time worth it? The thing is, yes, it is worth it, because it breaks you out of this mindset of working out being something that other people do, not you. If you were to do 5 minutes of workouts per day, that's 35 minutes of exercise more than you're currently doing if you're not training at all. And then you can build from there as you get used to being someone who exercises a bit. You will eventually start training for a bit longer. If you start doing 5 minutes, you may find, well, maybe I can do 7 minutes, maybe I can do 10 minutes now that I'm moving. And then that flips your mindset. Maybe you'll join a gym, maybe you'll buy some home training equipment, but none of that can happen unless you just start with almost stupidly short workouts. So for example, today, what is 5 minutes? Just do 5 push-ups. Those can be incline or kneeling ones if need be, and then follow that with 5 air squats in a circuit. And just do that until your 5 minutes are up. Get out of this kind of inertia of not moving or exercising. Just do 5 minutes. And if you can't do 5 minutes, if you can't or won't make time to do your 5 minute workout, then that's how we know it's really, this excuse of I don't have time to exercise is pretty invalid. It's just that you don't want to exercise. And then the last habit I'm going to recommend to really move the needle to improve your life immeasurably is to step away from the screens. So nobody on earth is more charming than my wife when she wants us both to stay up and watch just one more episode of some random TV show. But it's hard to get the requisite 7 to 8 hours sleep per night when you're not actually in bed for that length of time. Now, similarly, staring at your phone before bedtime or even in bed stalls your body's melatonin production, and we need melatonin to feel sleepy and fall into a deep sleep. Now, men over 40 need enough sleep for mental recovery and regulating metabolism and testosterone production, just to name a few benefits. The solution to this is having a cut-off time for any and all screens every night, regardless of what your charming missus is telling you about watching more TV shows. So winding down before bedtime, just reading or chatting in the kind of 30 minutes before your set bedtime, that sends a strong signal to your body that it's soon time for sleep. And as an added bonus, you may well find that this boosts your sex life, as you and your partner are actually in bed together for once before you've both turned into tired monosyllabic zombies. So those are just five quick and dirty habits. You can literally start building all of those habits today, can't you? Get out for a short walk to clear your head, do a few air squats, then get to bed at a reasonable time. Avoid caffeine from 2 p.m. and avoid any calories after dinner. Those feel like very small steps, but they will have huge payoffs. And if you can use that as kind of like your template for the next few weeks, then you will feel like a new man. And most importantly, you will get your mojo back. You'll be motivated to eventually take care of yourself in other ways, like working out more, eating better. But that can all start today with just putting those five simple habits in place. So hope all of that makes sense to you. As I said, if you need more information on how to fix your life, your training, your diet, your supplements, your sleep, your stress, make sure you sign up for the Operation Handsome Bastard free video course. The link to that is in this episode description. Please do leave a review on whatever podcast app you're currently listening to this on. I really do appreciate the feedback, and it helps to spread the word to other guys worldwide over 40 that just want to start taking better care of themselves. But I'll talk to you next week, mate. Take care.